First dates really can be awkward. You never quite know how things are going to go. Usually, within the first 15 minutes, I know whether or not I'm going to make an offer and the invitation. I spend a lot of time on dating apps these days, and while I'm very happy to dominate, tease, torment, and control you, there is another part of me that I desperately need to have addressed. Something you can never be for me. I need a man to serve, to worship, to use me and fill me with his big, hard, throbbing cock. Since I don't allow you to do that with me, I really only have two choices. Try to ignore these needs, repress my desires, and relegate getting fucked by a real man to my fantasies and imagination, or to do exactly what I fantasize about and find those men and have them do with me as they will. Obviously, I have taken the second path, but it was really important to me that you didn't feel left out. I really wanted you to be a part of it. So, every few days, we sit down on my couch, and I play with your little cage cock, and we go through my Tinder. My profile says I'm looking for a dominant, strong, masculine kind of guy, and a size requirement of at least 6 inches. Kinks are open and negotiable. I had you take pictures of me for my profile. It was fun seeing how conflicted you were. You are such a talented photographer. It really is one of the many things I love and admire about you. But then knowing you were doing it to attract other men, that must have been difficult. And yet, I could see it was also turning you on. Your little cock swelling in its cage. Maybe it was seeing me pose for your camera in all those sexy ways. Or maybe it was the idea of other men looking at me, wanting me, knowing they were going to get what you can't have. Either way, I love seeing what it did to you, making you ache. So much delicious fun. I hold the phone so you can see it and we read my messages together. So many beautiful men and so many idiots. I carefully contemplate each one. Teasing you a bit. I know a part of you worries I'll find someone to replace you, but that would never happen. And know that you want me to set your mind at ease. I just can't help myself. Today, you asked with those puppy dog eyes, you wouldn't leave me for a man like that, would you? And I ruffle your hair and tell you, you know, I can't make any promises. That wouldn't be fair to you, would it? You don't say anything. You just press your head against my shoulder. You go quiet as I keep looking. One gets my attention. So handsome. And literate. His message shows that he has a good sense of humor and doesn't take himself too seriously. I show you, and we look at his pictures together. I tell you how excited I am that he has an 8-inch cock. I know, that one stings a little bit. But telling you makes me wet. You are every bit as handsome and smart and funny as he is. But you can't change that one little. And I do mean little deficiency, can you? Such a tiny, cute little cock. All looked up for me. Right where it belongs. I write him back and flirt a bit. I'm definitely interested. It only takes a few minutes for him to respond. I take that as a good sign. He doesn't play games. He tells me what he is looking for. Bondage. Rough sex. Some humiliation. I tell him I like all those things. And for the first time, I add the word, sir. I smile and tell you he is going to tie me up and fuck me. And who knows what else. I slide my hand inside my pants and trace it over my pussy lips, letting my witness coat my fingers. I hold them to your nose for you to smell and giggle softly as you do. I want you to know how turned on I am by someone else. I press my fingers to your lips and part them, sucking the wetness from my fingers. I return to the phone and see his offer to take me to dinner tonight to discuss things in person. And I immediately agree. You look a little crestfallen because now things are getting real. I caress your cheek. And my imagination takes over. I think of how it will go tonight. My wrist bound and tied to the headboard of our bed. My leg tied, so I'm spread wide and open. A heavy red ball gag in my mouth. I turn my head and look over at you, tied to the chair. Your arms wrapped in duct tape, securing them to the arms of the chair. Your legs taped tightly to the chair legs as well. Rope wrapped around your bare chest, pressing into your strong arms and pecs. My wet panties stuffed in your mouth. Your whole lower face is covered in silver duct tape wrapped around your head from just below your nose down to your chin. Eyes wide, watching. Your little cock trapped in its steel cage, reminding you just how tiny you are, and just how much I love seeing it swell and ache and trying to get free. I moan into my gag as his hard cock slides inside me, gentle at first, and then harder, deeper. I feel him stretching me, fucking me harder now, calling me names, slapping my face, telling me what a whore I am. And you have to watch, helpless, seeing me abused and fucked by another man. I feel my wetness now. My panties are sticking to me, and I think to myself, these are the ones I will use to gag you tonight. Wet, messy. A reminder of something else you no longer have access to. At least not with your little dick. I open my eyes and come back to reality and kiss you on the cheek. I tell you it is time, and you just nod. I take your hand and lead you to the bedroom, and without having to be told, you undress and sit in the chair. Your chair, facing the bed. I turn the camera on, positioned on the dresser on the other side of the bed, and check my phone. Perfectly framed. You, naked. I pick up the duct tape and begin securing you to the chair. Firm wraps. Not tight enough to cut off circulation, but certainly tight enough to prevent you getting free without my help. Arms, legs, and then I slide off my still wet panties and press them to your lips. You open them and let me stuff the panties in your mouth, and I can see immediately the effect it is having on you. I complete your bondage with some rope, tying you to the chair. For a finishing touch, I place a washcloth on the chair under your cage. I know you're going to be leaking for me. Your trap cock dribbling pre-cum all night. Now, you are just an object to me. Bound, gagged, caged. I do my best to ignore you as I get ready for my date. I put on my very best lingerie, stockings and garters. Matching bra and panties, both black. My favorite little black dress and 4-inch heels. You watch and squirm as I do my makeup, and I hear you whimper as you watch me put on my lipstick. My lips that are going to be kissing him, sucking his cock, whispering in his ear. Lips that will beg him to fuck me in front of you. Red and wet. Ready, hungry. I add 2 small diamond earrings and then a necklace. Dangling from the end of the silver chain is the key to your chastity cage. I come closer and show it to you and give you my best, aw, poor baby, look. You whimper and twist and squirm, but there is no way you're getting free. And then I turn and walk away. I can't quite make out what you're saying, but your gagged pleas are desperate. Begging me not to go? To not leave you? To not do this? I can't quite tell, but it really doesn't matter. I feel a rush as I pull the door shut behind me, leaving you alone, abandoned. Dinner is amazing, and he turns out to be everything I was hoping for. Charming and dominant. Direct and commanding without being overbearing. In control, but not controlling. He orders for me, and I ask for permission to eat once the food arrives. I can tell that he likes that. We discuss our mutual kinks, desires, what excites us, and what turns us on. The conversation alone has me squirming in my chair. Everything seems to be a match. He commands me to go to the restroom, remove my panties, and bring them to him, and I do. He comments on how wet they already are, and I feel myself getting flustered. He tucks them in his pocket, almost like he has collected some kind of prize. I've told him almost everything. So, now comes the moment of truth. A second, or is it a third glass of wine? And I tell him what is waiting for us at home. I tell him that you are my cuckold, that you are home right now, bound and gagged. I tell him your little cock is locked in a small metal cage and has been for weeks, how you are incapable of pleasing me, and how I need a real man to take me and use me, and that you're gonna watch and suffer. I make the invitation and the offer to him, and take out my phone, unlock it, handing it to him, showing him the live feed from our bedroom, exposing you. I know you're watching the camera on the dresser, waiting for that little light to turn from red to green. When it does, you know I am showing him, telling him exactly what you are. You, tied to the chair, helpless, gagged, and squirming, waiting for me, not knowing if I will be bringing someone new home or if I will return alone, wondering if I will end up catching feelings for the man who is fucking me like you can't. I watch as a smile spreads across his face. And do I get to do whatever I want to you? He asks, looking directly into my eyes. I feel my heart race and my clit tingle with excitement. I am dripping wet now, wondering if I'm gonna leave a spot on the chair now that my panties are stuffed in his pocket. Yes, sir, I tell him, my voice growing soft and quiet. Whatever you want. He pays the check, and I give him my address. He tells me he wants me to leave my door unlocked and be waiting for him on my knees with a drink in my hand. Scotch preferred. That is your favorite too, and I love the idea of serving your precious, expensive scotch to the man who is about to fuck me on our bed while you watch. No dress or bra. Just my stockings, garters, and heels. I simply say, yes, sir. I'm not sure what else to say, what words to use. He rises from the table and walks away without saying another word. It feels like an abrupt departure because I realize I wasn't quite ready for our date to end. I sit for a moment and gather my composure before getting up and driving home. I can imagine myself kneeling, holding his drink, waiting for him, not knowing what is going to follow, how he will use me, what he will do, how it will feel, or how he will respond. I'm excited, anxious, and more than a bit nervous. But it is always that way. Every time we do this, because there's no way around it, first dates are always so uncomfortable.